starting with the latest health news. And what do we see here at the end of the year? We see recaps. We got to recap the whole year, but the most important articles of the year is what we'll cover right here. So now we have the top 10 most important anti-cancer stories of 2019. So a surprising cancer preventer. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that Swiss and Italian people who included lots of onions and garlic in their diet experienced a significant reduction in cancer risk. Are we surprised there? I remember talking with people about, sulfur-like foods defeating different diseases and things like the Black Plague back in the day, and that was like more of a censored history. But just look into onions and garlic in the sulfur family. It's something that should be part of your diet, as along with cruciferous vegetables, for example. Something that could be really, really essential for people's health. Then we have CBD oil shrinks elderly man's tumor by half. So CBD is a component in marijuana, the good component, not THC. THC is the psychoactive component, a component everyone's scared of. It says, oh, well, that's what's going to cause you go crazy. CBD is completely safe, actually. And you can find it naturally in hemp seeds, which hemp is not the same as marijuana. So distinguish the two. It says an 81-year-old man diagnosed with lung cancer decided to avoid conventional treatments like chemotherapy and radiation and instead start taking cannabis oil every day. After just 3 months, x-rays revealed that his tumor had shrunk by a staggering 50%. Sorry. So, I mean, if that doesn't tell you more, I don't know what does. But this is definitely a plant that is part of the future of medicine, as I listed in my previous video, the future of medicine. So we'll get into this more in the future as well. CBD is a very hot topic right now. And especially in Pennsylvania, which is where I am, that stuff is really, really popular. I even know a doctor that gives out medical marijuana, and people who are getting off of opioids and instead going to this, it's incredible. So regardless of what you think of it, it's another option in the medical field. So, and it says, and more researchers are studying its cancer-busting properties. So yes, it's got anti-cancer, it's got, you know, anti-stress, it's got anti-headache, you know, pain in many regards. Cannabidiol system is actually a part, the endocannabidiol system is actually a part in your brain, so you naturally have this cannabis-like molecular structure in your brain. And so it says here, cannabidiol, which is CBD, an element in cannabis, targets malfunctioning communication signals in cancer cells. It is believed that correcting these signals will cause cancer cells to die rather than replicating. So it sounds a lot like turmeric, which I believe we'll get in here as well, is creating that self-induced apoptosis, which means it's telling cancer cells to kill themselves. It's killing the cancer cells. It's empowering the white blood cells that kill these cancer cells, that kills the free radicals, which are the cancer cells. So, and antioxidants help destroy these free radicals as well. So do you have an ancient cancer-fighting plant growing in your garden? That's a question. So studies have found that dandelion extract kills melanoma, pancreatic, and colon cancer cells in laboratory studies. A phase 1 clinical trial involving humans has now been launched, and researchers are hopeful that dandelion can prove to be a powerful weapon against cancer. So that's amazing there. In fact, you can even eat the whole dandelion plant. It's 100% edible, so people could throw that in salads. They can make teas. So celery might stop breast cancer in its tracks. And it's funny, you know, because a lot of the anti-cancer foods and stuff could be right outside right now. It could be what people will walk by, even though that is quite literally the cancer treatment. Like just walking by outside, I'm saying. Like every component outside has some sort of anti-cancer compound. And everything that we're producing is doing the very opposite, I would say. Then we see, so celery might stop breast cancer in its tracks. So the University of Missouri found that a flavonoid in celery called lutein can both reduce the formation of the blood cells that feed cancer cells and prevent metastasis. Metastasis. I don't even remember how to say these words. The development of secondary cancer at the other sites in the body. So, especially since it's late at night. But that's not, you know, that's just sane, right? Celery juice is one of actually the best things you can juice with, for example. And so people notice a lot of things like energy, better digestion if they take celery juice before meals. Then we see black coffee reduces the risk of prostate cancer. So the National Cancer Institute says regularly drinking black coffee reduces the risk of prostate cancer in men. Black coffee also contains substances known to reduce the risk of several cancers, including liver, colon, breast, rectal, and anal cancers. So that's just insane. Coffee is Americans' number one source of antioxidants. I would prefer if they got it from other sources too, but coffee is something that we can't entirely bash since we have seen a lot of studies on even the effects of Alzheimer's and dementia, as in reducing the risk, as in helping with mental and cognition function. But that you also have to keep in mind hydration, right? So could we combine hydration with coffee intake that is moderate and not too excessive and according to our own body, then we might find the balance there. So then we have vitamin D increases cancer survival rate by over 50%. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism examined 25 studies involving more than 17,000 cancer patients and found that people with several different cancers had significantly lower mortality rates when they had optimal serum levels of vitamin D. So I talked about this in my previous latest news episode, I believe. It said vitamin D reduces 50% of all disease, basically. And it's insane. We're seeing that as a general statistic now among everything. And so now we're seeing that with cancer as well. 17,000 cancer patients, over 70, 25 studies. That's just amazing. It just shows you the solid proof for what built our world is the sun, frankly. We wouldn't live without the sun. The sun is that source of life, is that source of light. So study finds that walnuts optimize the body's ability to, I was going to say blueprint, but same thing, to suppress colon cancer growth. Walnuts, okay, great for cholesterol, high cholesterol, for example. Great for lowering high blood pressure. Says the cancer prevention research found that mice fed a diet fortified with walnuts had a lower incidence of colon cancer. Very, very nice. Rhubarb has a potent anti-cancer properties, it says in the journal Nature, found that a pigment in rhubarb known as Peridian kills cancer cells. That's amazing. Half died within just 48 hours when they did this thing in vitro. It's just incredible results, man. Then we see the ultimate cancer buster. We conclude here with turmeric, and that is the component in turmeric called curcumin. Right, so if we do want to take like a turmeric supplement, for example, we want to make sure that there's at least 95% curcumin. It says curcumin fights cancer in multiple different ways, reversing more than half a dozen of the processes that cause cancer. And don't forget to add black pepper to that curcumin. It increases the effectiveness by like 10,000, way more effective with black pepper. Okay, so make sure to always do that. And it says it's so powerful that it can even halt the growth of tumors at every stage of their development. According to Cancer Research UK, curcumin most effectively targets stomach, bowel, skin, and breast cancers. Some of those are most common in the world right now. And you see people marching on the streets for those. Are they marching in the streets saying, why can't we patent, well, I don't we shouldn't have to be patented, but why can't we promote natural herbs? It's because they can't be patented, so they won't make money off of it. But can we promote it as a treatment, as a preventative agent as well? So something to keep in mind. Especially when we have all these IV shots and stuff, there's a lot we can work out with. There's hospitals that have anti-cancer routines, and if you were really interested in anti-cancer news, I would suggest going to the Truth About Cancer. I believe it's the truth the truthaboutcancer.com, or just look up the Truth About Cancer on Bing. I wouldn't use Google just for the sake, because there is a lot of censorship around, again, those topics.